And here's the latest newsflash from the Australian Venezuela Solidarity Network.
Citgo Petroleum Corporation is distributing heating oil at discounted prices this winter as part of an initiative aimed at helping poor communities in areas of the country most affected by cold winters. The initial program was launched in communities in the Boston area and in the Bronx in New York City. The first phase of the program in Boston will offer up to 12 million gallons of heating oil with discounts from market prices. The value of these discounts is nearly $10 million at current market prices. This initiative was made possible with the full support of Citgo's parent company, Petróleos de Venezuela, South America, the state oil company of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. In New York, Citgo is providing up to 8 million gallons of discounted heating oil, which will mean savings in the millions of dollars. In Maine, Citgo will provide 8 million gallons of heating oil at 40% discount to low-income families. This aid is also assisting homeless shelters and four Native American tribes. In Rhode Island, Citgo will provide 3.3 million gallons of discounted home heating oil to low-income families, homeless shelters and community clinics. In Pennsylvania, Citgo is providing 5 million gallons of heating oil at 40% discount that will benefit as many as 25,000 low-income families in the Philadelphia region. In Vermont, Citgo is providing 2.4 million gallons of Venezuelan oil to low-income Vermonters at a 40% discount, with an additional 108,000 gallons going to homeless shelters for free. In Delaware, Citgo will distribute 1 million gallons of heating oil to low-income residents at a 40% discount. This will benefit about 5,000 low-income households in Delaware. 20 homeless shelters will receive 155,000 gallons of free heating oil. With this initiative, Citgo is showing its commitment to the U.S. marketplace and to communities where we have a presence, said Citgo President and CEO Felix Rodriguez.
One of the issues being discussed at the Venezuelan embassy at the moment is the Citgo Oil Company. Lara from the Australia-Venezuela Solidarity Network explains.
Yeah, well, the history goes back a fair way to a number of perhaps more progressively or community-minded Congress people actually putting a call out for oil companies to contribute to socially responsible projects, or perhaps to put
this in the US itself.
In the United States, yeah. Through the United States Congress, there are a number of Congress people who have been calling for companies, whoever it be, the major oil companies, Exxon, BP, Citgo is perhaps not in the same league, but any of these all of these oil companies were equally called upon to contribute in a constructive way to socially responsible programs of various sorts. Similarly, you know, people have been calling for many years for these oil companies to be looking at their own extinction, you know, how to fund alternatives to the oil industry for energy. It's not to say that they ever respond. In this case, Citgo responded, and, you know, a fair bit of effort went into looking at projects that the company could assist with, the manners in which this legally registered US entity could, although Venezuelan owned, could enter into some sort of a socially responsible or socially conscious program. There's many other ways in which Citgo has contributed for many, many years or decades to other programs, funding sports teams and employee
Citgo,
programs and those sorts of things.
How does Citgo actually go about implementing this socially responsible?
I wasn't privy to the negotiations, but it was a fairly transparent process from what I understand. I mean, these Congress people wrote to the companies in a call on the companies to contribute Citgo responded and a process of dialogue.
How did they respond? What did they actually do?
Well, they put their hands up and said, okay, we're interested in talking to you about what sort of things are you interested in? You know, so there was a process of dialogue that opened up that meant they negotiated what has led to this terrific program for subsidising very poor communities. Sorry, you'll have to edit that bit out. Yes, I'm crying. It led to them negotiating an outcome where it was felt the best way that Citgo could contribute was to offer poor heating oil because the costs were exorbitant for some communities. Mm-hmm. So this was a way in which the company could contribute socially, was to say, well, we can offer certain people on low incomes or certain councils, certain cooperatives, and it's administered democratically through...
And charities
through,
too, I guess.
Yeah, but I think it's actually more cooperatives or mm-hmm. community groups, you know, so it's democratically administered by US organisations. It's not as though, you know, Venezuela's saying, well, I'll pick you and I'll pick you or something. Mm-hmm. It's not Venezuela. It's been turned into this sort of Bush point scoring against... I don't even know how to describe it, but it's simply a matter of a company has responded to these congresspeople's calls to be socially responsible and is engaged in this process. They should be congratulated and applauded for it.
Yeah.
They're doing great stuff. And people who wouldn't otherwise have been able to afford to heat their homes have got heating oil, which is a terrific thing.
And
you would think it would be a win-win situation.
Because it was Venezuelan oil, what happened?
And we now have a situation, that's right, where we have a very right-wing Republican congressperson calling for an investigation into this process and point scoring, calling for a boycott of Citgo products, saying that it's some sort of foreign interference in domestic issues, which is, you know, it's just so far off the planet, it's not, you know, it's a bit inconceivable, really. As I said, here you've got an oil company doing some good and ought to be applauded for it.
Yo no le digo tío Don Samuel, porque hermano de mi patria usted no es. Y cuando en la mesa del pueblo falta el pan, recuerdo que en la historia claro está que usted lleva gorilas al poder.
And here's what the congressman, the American congressman Jose Serrano, had to say about it when interviewed by Amy Goodman on Democracy Now!
I think they're being obscene. There's no other way to describe it. I mean, for years, we've begged Congress to look at the oil companies, and now I may have to put on my resume that with a program that helps the poor, we've been able to get Congress to finally look at an oil company. Except that they're looking at the wrong one, and for the wrong reasons. This is blatantly political, to ask if the program is here to serve the poor, or it's part of a larger political agenda, which was part of what the letter said. I think what's happening, and it's obvious to me, that the oil companies are embarrassed, and they are asking their friends in Congress, mostly Republicans, and as you guys know, I try when I'm on this show to be as non-political as possible, but there's no other way to put it. The Bush administration has a serious problem with President Hugo Chavez. They don't like the success he's having both in his country and throughout Latin America. They don't like what's happening in terms of governments moving to the left. So they've made him the demon that they have to destroy. And now when he pulls off something that is helping people in my community, in Boston, Chicago, in Maine and Vermont and other places, Rhode Island, it's spreading throughout the country, they're going to now start to investigate and harass them, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I called Congressman Joe Barton's office earlier this week to ask what prompted this, and the response of the chief of staff of the House Energy Committee was that Hugo Chavez was interfering in U.S. in the United States government oil policy, and that therefore they wanted to investigate whether there was actually some antitrust violations occurring. Your response?
Well, I think the only thing he's interfering in, and Citgo, is in the usual ripoff of the poor and the working class by the oil companies in this country. As you know, their profits have been outrageous, and no one is looking at that. They were asked by members of the Senate to do something. They totally ignored it. Sitko was the only one that stepped up. And I think this goes into some dangerous grounds here because, for instance, when they ask for logs, phone conversations, and so on, which they're asking voluntarily now, and they may go and try to do it in an official subpoena way, what are they saying? That they also want minutes of any meetings that I had with Sitko, that Joe Kennedy had with Sitko, that Bernie Sanders had with Sitko, and other members of Congress, Charlie Rangel, Gregory Meeks? Well, that goes into a dangerous area because they're not investigating serious ethics violations in Congress, and here they're going to try to find out what kind of conversations we had. But the conversations are public. They were basically a great program that we were all trying to get in our communities. And I tell you, if with all due respect to my colleagues, I'm not going to give out names, but if I give you the list for about 60 members of Congress from all parts of the country who are asking me, can I set up a meeting with Sitko to see if they can get this kind of program in their district?
In each of the areas, whether it be Connecticut or every state or area where the oil is being sold for subsidised heating oil, detailed negotiations have taken place between the company and the local representatives, the congressperson involved, and local councils. And so it's, I mean, everything has been totally transparent and complied with, whether it be federal or state or local level rules.
So it's actually state and municipal authorities and governments
are involved and engaged in the process as well. That's right. So if anything is going to be investigated, I guess it opens up all of the US processes as well and how they do business.
And perhaps the other oil companies that haven't...
I'd love to see that. Let's see what they can offer the communities and what sort of ways they think they could help, apart from the usual thing where you see kids running around with McDonald's on one shoulder and Shell on the other, you know, running around the sports field with this corporate sponsorship. Well, you know, it's great advertising for those companies, but, and I'm not saying it's a, you know, it's a good thing. We want to keep up all that community involvement.
Aren't they legally
but
obliged?
This is a big step further.
Aren't they legally obliged anyway? All companies are legally obliged to somehow engage in socially responsible programs, or is that just a voluntary?
I'm not sure how that works with the oil industry. I mean, you know, some governments certainly, I mean, we have ourselves in Australia and the ACT, you know, part of gambling revenue must be set aside to contribute in a positive way. I'm not sure if that applies across the board to industries in the US or whether this is a bit above and beyond the call of duty for Sitko. I mean, they have been involved in other socially responsible, if you like, or community projects for some time, and they pride themselves on that at Sitko. But this is a big step. This is way above what you would normally see to actually be specifically and consciously targeting disadvantaged and socially excluded groups, which is, it does bring the consciousness of what's actually happening in Venezuela, well, I guess, into the hearts and minds of United States citizens.
Yo no le digo tío Don Samuel, porque hermano de mi patria usted no es. Y cuando en la mesa del pueblo falta el pan, recuerdo que en la historia claro está que usted lleva gorilas al poder.
All the things that could be looked at in terms of the oil companies in this country are not being looked at. And then this whole gripe with President Chavez and following on the heels of Condoleezza Rice once again trying to undo what Chavez is doing in Latin America by now suggesting that she's going to go, and she said this publicly on behalf of the administration, to different countries in Latin America to try to create a front against Hugo Chavez. Well, this is what just sticks out as a sore thumb. It's sickening. So I rather just continue to look at how can the Republicans get away with singling out one oil company and not looking at their profits, interestingly enough, not looking at how much they've been charging Americans, but looking at why They discounted their oil up to 60%, as you said. And why are they giving help to the poor? I mean, it's ridiculous, and I think...
Le gusta la guerra, don Samuel, porque le sobran balas y soldados no le faltan. Además son valientes, don Samuel, a fuerza de lavados de heroína y marihuana. Don Samuel.
And there's a bit of payback involved here, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's the situation that hit the press a little while ago about the Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez Frias, expelling the spy, the American naval attaché, who he had evidence at that stage, which he presented to the Venezuelan people and the international media, that that particular naval attaché was involved in spying and espionage and recruiting or attempting to recruit Venezuelan military personnel. After that, the Americans said, well, we'll respond, and we always hit harder when we're hit, so we're going to respond by expelling one of your diplomats. And the person that they chose, the woman that they chose, Jenny Figueroa, was actually very heavily involved in one thing, and that was all, well, she's very heavily involved in things, but she would head up, that's right, setting up the Citgo arrangements and ensuring that the poor in the United States benefited in some way from Venezuelan oil as well.
I think that says it all, Lara. Thank you.
And here is what Chavez himself had to say when he spoke with Democracy Now! In a recent visit to the United States.
After many meetings with the U.S. citizens, we decided to propose a scheme for poor populations and low-income populations in the U.S. We've seen that poverty in the U.S. is growing everywhere. It's close to 11% poverty, according to some estimates. And instead of the figures, you have to go deeper into it. Because if you see Katrina and you saw what's happened, 100,000 people were abandoned, and they are abandoned, and they're just surviving. So here we have Citgo, this oil company. We have the Citgo company here in the United States. This is a Venezuelan company. So let's have a look at the U.S. map, the distribution area of Citgo in the U.S. We are present in 14,000 gas stations in the U.S. And here we have different refineries, asphalt refineries, 8 refineries that we have in the U.S. The plants for filling units, the third refineries, terminals, and so on. We want to use these infrastructures to help the poor populations. We have made some progress. We have given instructions to the president of Citgo, Felix Rodriguez. We want that up to 10% we refine here. We supply every day to the U.S. 1.5 million barrels of oil, crude and product. And we refine here.
And we'll go out now with petrol war.
Refined here in the U.S. So we would like to take 10% of what we refine, those products, and to offer these products in several modalities to the poor populations. And the pilot project will be starting in Chicago. We are already operating in Chicago. Well, let's hope that there's not going to be any obstacle by the government opposed to this project being implemented, but we will be working in those poor populations.
llama y a defender con amor su herencia nos llama.
Oh, yeah.